AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol focused today on then-President Donald Trump's effort to involve the Justice Department in his effort to overturn President Joe Biden's election. AP Sagar Magani has this.
Over an 11-day span after the election, Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen says he heard from the president a lot.
Either called me or met with me virtually every day,
putting forth what Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue says was an arsenal of false fraud claims.
As the president went through them, I went piece by piece to say, no, that's false. That is not true.
They were among three former department officials testifying about Trump's push to bend the independent agency to his will, and when they wouldn't go along, his attempt to install a lower-level official who would as the new attorney general. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also, federal agents searched the Virginia home of Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official Trump wanted to install as acting attorney general at the end of his administration. Agents seized records from key Republicans in at least five states linked to Trump's attempt to upend the election. Both the committee and the Justice Department are looking into the use of replacements for duly chosen electors in seven battleground states that voted for Biden in November 2020. The Supreme Court strikes down a 1913 New York gun law requiring gun owners to have a license to carry their guns in public for self-defense. New York Mayor Eric Adams.
We will work together to limit the risk this decision will create once it is implemented. And we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Eric Pratt with the group Gun Owners of America sees it differently.
We should expect less violence.
This is AP News. In a proposed settlement, the Biden administration agrees to cancel $6 billion in student loans for about 200,000 former students who claim they were defrauded by their colleges. The U.S. is sending an additional $450 million in military aid to Ukraine, including some additional medium-range rocket systems to help push back Russian progress in the war. National Security spokesman John Kirby was asked how long the war could last.
I don't think anybody can know for sure, sir. We said when Mr. Putin decided that he was going to focus on the Donbass region, which is a more confined geographic space, that it could be a prolonged fight. And that was, what, a couple months ago. And we're starting to see that now play out. This is an area of Ukraine that both armies know well. They've been fighting over it since 2014.
The Russian military captured two villages in eastern Ukraine and is seeking to control a key highway to cut supply lines and encircle Ukrainian forces. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.